RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To 23-6 last night, which is the second best record in the NBA after a 110-102 victory over the Portland Trail Blazers. Jalen Duren led all scorers with 26 points while adding 10 rebounds. Asar Thompson had his third double-double this season and first since the first month of the year with 18 points and 12 boards as well. Jaden Ivey had another solid performance in his progression back from two separate leg injuries. In just 18 minutes, he had 11 points off the bench. It's a five-game road trip out west for Detroit. And that was the first of five. Tonight, they will get the Kings in Sacramento at 10 o'clock. And Tigers reliever Kyle Finnegan spoke to reporters yesterday. He was asked about the addition of Kenley Jansen to the team and what it means to have numerous closers in the bullpen.
Guys that you can throw out there in the eighth, ninth inning and have confidence that they can get it done. So I think the more, you know, closers you have on your team, the better.
Finnegan re-signed with the Tigers this offseason after being traded to Detroit at the deadline last year. At the Corwell Health Sports Desk, I'm Brendan Shabath. For more, go to 97.1 The Ticket or visit odyssey.com.
Thank you very much, Brendan. 248-539-9797. Dan Campbell scheduled to join us shortly. The Wings are home tonight against the Dallas Stars. We actually have tickets for Sunday's game to give away when the Toronto Maple Leafs come calling. Be the fifth caller at 248-539-9797 when you hear a Ken Cal sound.
All right. What do you think of the Wings season so far?
I think it's been better than expected, but the problem, I mean, they're playing well lately. Sider's been incredible. And the goaltending, Gibson has played much better. I don't know. They should make the playoffs, but it's you know, you have a good week and you're in first place. You have a bad week, you're not in the playoffs.
Right, yeah,
it's
you're just
so
out the outside.
It's so tight. In this division, in this conference, it's crazy, you know.
It is, and it's such a young team, and we obviously got the large Olympic break coming up, and how they're going to handle that.
Yep. All right, it's time to talk some football with the coach. Good morning, Dan. Merry Christmas. How are you?
Yeah, good morning. Merry Christmas to you guys.
We were just, before we get into some football, we were talking that Jared Goff, as you know, got tricked out golf carts for all his offensive linemen. When you were a player, maybe even in your earlier coaching days, did players ever give you anything cool, or did you ever give anything to any of your teammates that was cool?
I got some coolest thing I got. I got a four-wheeler one time when I was down in Miami. My guys gave me one of those, which was awesome. I actually got to my house late at night. We were getting ready for the game, so I didn't get home till midnight. It was in our driveway. Had a bow on it. I couldn't believe it. And they had all signed it, and it was a picture of them. We played New England the week before, and all four of them were in the game, and it was they made a crucial play. Anyways, it was awesome. It was a picture of them. They signed it, and they put it on the four-wheeler.
So you show up at midnight. That's there. You got to take it for a quick spin, don't you?
Absolutely. It was awesome, man. And back where we were at, we had a golf course in the back, so I took it out there. It was good. It was good.
Yeah, midnight donuts, man.
Yeah.
Not to go back too much on what happened Sunday. And talking to the fans and myself as well, there's two things I wanted to ask you about. I don't want to get into the officiating. Not kicking the field goal early in the game, and at the end of the game when you had fourth and one with the timeout, not running the ball, at least especially on first down. Can you talk about those decisions?
I don't regret that. I don't regret that. I'm going to go for that 100 out of 100 times where we were at. You know, I'm always going to wish I would have had a better call, you know, when it doesn't work out. That's just me, but no, I don't regret making the decision to go for it. And then what was your second one there at the end?
When it was first and goal from the one with about 25 seconds left with you had a timeout, I kind of thought maybe, and some people thought maybe put Demo in and try to run the ball once. And then if you didn't get it, then use your timeout and then have three throws for the end zone.
Yeah, I mean, that crossed my mind. But chose to put it in golf's hands, and we threw it to Saint and scored. It didn't work out.
Yeah.
No, and obviously, I mean, a lot's been made of the lack of the rushing attack. What were some of the struggles you had or the team had in being able to rush the ball against the Steelers?
Yeah, we just had a lot of negative runs early. You know, we just took turns. One guy here, we don't sustain. We had one where we weren't targeted, weren't all on the same page. There was two calls that I didn't love because, I mean, one of them we get run down on the backside. I mean, Demo has no shot to get away from that, you know. So I don't love that. That's a scheme deal there. So we all had a hand in it. And the problem is not so much that you don't run the ball great, you know, because sometimes that's what happens in early games. You know, it takes a while to get into it. But when you have as many zero games or negative runs that early, I mean, that's really what they were. That's really what they were. The first, call it, you know, I mean, Demo rattled off a 17-yarder on play four, but we really had 0 yards, 2 yards, 0, 1, -3, -2, -1. You know, it just gets hard, and at some point, you're going to try to get it in the hands of Saint and J-Mo and Gibbs in the pass game, you know, if you don't feel like you're making hand the run.
You know better than anyone. This team is, you know, the whole the grit thing has been built basically from the offensive line and even a little bit from the defensive line in. And, you know, the games you've lost, the seven games, you've been outrushed, I think, almost 990 to 487. Is there something that, I don't know if the identity is the right word or the where you guys are not controlling the line of scrimmages on both sides of the ball? Is there a reason for that that you can put your finger on? And is that accurate?
Yeah, look, I think here's you can't argue the fact that we're not winning the rushing attack. I mean, that's you can see that, especially over the last 2 weeks. I mean, it's right there to look at. So that's what we do know is we're not winning. I don't think it's from a lack of toughness. I don't think it's from a lack of effort. I don't feel like we're getting pushed around. I feel like it's more of we're taking turns not doing our job, you know. And when you have one guy, like, you can fit everything perfect on defense, and if one guy's not where he's supposed to be, we get gutted. And then, look, we missed a couple of tackles, too, like the other day, that cost us. I mean, And so some of it, it's like, oh, man, the D-line, the linebacker. Well, that's not always the case. You know, those six guys are fitting it right, and we have one guy that's not, or vice versa. Maybe it is. Maybe we have somebody that's not quite fitting it the way they should. So, you know, it's we can go round and round on it. I don't feel like it's, you know, one of those issues like, oh, man, we're getting shoved around. We're just not we have no margin for error. And man, if we don't do everything perfect, it makes it tough. It's really tough on us right now. So it requires everybody being on point, as disciplined and as urgent to do their job as they can. Because if one guy gets out of position, it's tough on us.
This is a position you guys haven't been in a couple of years, fighting for your playoff lives, and it's not in your control. You got to win out, and you also have to have help from other teams. What's the message to the team about preparing for this game and preparing to go to Minnesota for a team that beat you, you know, at Ford Field earlier in the season?
Yeah, man, there's nothing we can do but go back to work, man. We have to prepare for this opponent on a short week. I mean, we came in, we got our base game plan in yesterday. You know, nothing's going to be live. But you give them the things that you think they're good at and what we think will work against these guys. We got to be able to solve a lot of issues once we get up there in real time during the game. But you just worry about what's in front of you right now. And nobody feels sorry for us. Nobody cares. You know, we gotta prepare to play. These guys got to get rested up. They got to digest this game plan. And then they got to emotionally, physically, mentally prepare in 2 days to go out there to Minnesota in a hostile environment and play some of our best football to win this game.
How tough is it? I don't know if fair is the right word. And I know you would never bellyache about it, but is it kind of, I don't know, unfair that you guys have to play Thanksgiving and Christmas?
No, it's
on short weeks.
That's the world we're in now. I mean, that's what we're charged with. I mean, look, last year we were coming off the last game of the year to get ready to play Minnesota. You know, we traveled to San Francisco on a Monday night, you know, and that was that was tough too. So that's all stuff that is, it's part of it. And that's where they put us on the schedule, and it's our job to adapt and be prepared.
I know that obviously you guys have injuries, Minnesota has injuries, so it's not the same team that's matching up that you guys matched up earlier in the year, but what needs to happen differently this time against Minnesota to come away with a win?
Well, we can't turn the ball over, you know. That we can't turn the ball over, and you know, we did a number of things in that the first go around. I mean, we did everything wrong at the most critical times you could do. Really, defensively, we played some pretty good football, but then we made a couple of critical errors at the worst time. And then, you know, we had field goal block. We turned the ball over coming out. We gave up multiple sacks, quarterback hits. I mean, so, man, we got to play good old boring football, man. Just schematically on point. You know, it may not be flashy, but we just got to do what we got to do here to not make mistakes and take this to the end of the game, find a way to win it.
How did some of your reserves who had to play because of injuries and start for, I think, the first time, Agaquan at center, and even Firkser, who had a pretty good game?
Yeah, I thought they did a good job. I mean, I thought Kingsley really was really encouraging. To see what he was able to do. You know, he was ready to go. He went in there, he competed, was really on point all day, you know, with the mic points and all that and getting everybody lined up. And, man, he finished. You talk about, I mean, he played hard. He's a finisher. And so I was encouraged by him. And Ferk, once again, man, he's a crafty veteran guy. You know, just when you call his number, that's what he does. He makes plays. So I'm glad he's here. Those guys did a good job. You know, Maddox, that was his second start. But he just stepped in, man. He's a football player. He did a great job for us, too.
Well, besides a win, is there anything you hope Santa Claus brings you?
No, I'm just the win. That'll be enough.
All right. Dan, thanks a lot. Merry Christmas to you and the family and the team, and talk to you next week.
All right. You guys, too. Talk to you later.
It's Lions coach Dan Campbell here on 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
It's the giving. What Dan Campbell had to say.
Well, I didn't want to go back and forth on my still don't understand. I mean, I understand. I don't accept the fact that he's 100% of 100%. He's going to not kick a field goal in that situation. And I should have maybe pressed him on that a little bit. That's the only thing I would say. But to me, things like opponent and pace of the games. You got to take points sometimes.
You do. And
I know percentage-wise, they've been pretty good up until this season, really.
Well, he's going to be true to what he believes.
I get that. But
I agree. Like, in that game, I don't know that anybody thought, first of all, that Pittsburgh was going to score 29 points. And if it's going to be a race to 21... 22, whatever you think that team is capable of scoring, whatever they and that's really what Pittsburgh has been.
Right.
Then it's about being able to, at that time, match them field goal for field goal. But I thought it was going to be a race. If you get to 24, which the Lions eventually did, I thought that was going to be a win for Detroit. And being able to add those points up early, I do think makes a difference.
Yeah, but maybe he, without saying, just knew that his defense was going to give up a lot of points.
And he needed seven.
He needed to outscore him. I mean, that's the only thing I can think of that's defending the indefensible, in my opinion.
But I can also understand his philosophy in that situation. Because it's not just him.
Yeah, I understand why he did it. I just don't agree with
you. You don't agree?
No, which is fine. He knows a hell of a lot more football than I certainly do. Max, what's up?
Good morning, guys. Merry Christmas to you both.
Merry Same Christmas. How are you?
I'm good with all things considering. When I was a kid, the greatest sports team still is, the 1968 Tigers. I knew more about them than what the guy's playing. Fast forward decades later, married, got a couple boys, and in a garage sale, I bought a baseball strategy game for 50 cents. It was really neat. It had 25 guys on a team. Every team was exactly the same. You had to choose whether you had defensive players playing or offensive and what pitching. And every game was decided exactly by you, whether you won or lost, by what pitch you threw out to the opposing player or what you called when you were a batter, whether you wanted to go for singles or home runs, whatnot. It was a neat game. We played leagues, just my sons and I. Several decades later, for my birthday, my son reinvented the game, and instead of just a generic red team and a blue team, he made me the 1968 Tigers that had the exact, not for the career, but just for that season, I had the exact stats for my first baseman, Norm Cash, for Dick McAuliffe at second, Ray Oyler, downward, Al Kaline.
We get it. We know the lineup. Yeah. That's cool.
Okay. Well, and then he also made for him the 68 Orioles because that was the Tigers' rival that year. Yes, so anyway, that was the most unbelievable present I ever received. And he put so much effort in the research that he did. It was just amazing. And it was, we'd play for hours on end.
And, that's awesome. The thought that went into that and the research,
it's a good gift.
Yeah, it really does always come down to the thought that goes into it. That's why it's really hard when for your spouse mm-hmm. or even your kids, when you're trying to get that perfect gift, the pressure at Christmas or for a birthday is immense.
Yeah, because I'm not as creative as I used to be. And, you know, and certain things that I think my wife would like, she really doesn't like, you know, a date on a massage.
Yeah.
It's like, really?
Yeah. Well, you could think of it more as a day.
There's only one
apart from you.
Right.
Here's your gift. Right. A day without me.
Yeah, the only hands that are going to touch me are yours, honey. Things my wife would never say for 800, Alex.
Thank you. Urban. That was the best. the best ticket giveaway announcement ever.
What are you talking about?
Uh-huh.
He was thinking about other things there, Corbin.
Uh-huh. I know you were.
We're Ken Cal.
Yeah. This is usually a great transition to
the news.
So talking about the best gifts you've ever given or received, how about a $1.7 billion Christmas present?
Oh.
That'd be pretty nice, wouldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Well, it could be yours. Nobody won the Powerball Monday night, which means the next Powerball drawing is on Christmas Eve.
Ooh.
$1.7 billion. There's been 46 straight drawings without a winner. It's got to. There's got to be a winner soon. So,
yes.
Merry Christmas.
Are you still on the office pool?
No, I did it once. Well, imagine if I would have gotten in the very beginning, $5 every time.
We don't do it at the very beginning. We don't do it until it gets up till I don't know, like 400 million.
I think there'd been at least four or five drawings before I got into it.
Right. Yeah. So 20
yeah, I know.
Bucks.
There's been probably about
nine or ten. Yeah.
We've all,
yeah.
you know,
chipped in on
our $5
yeah.
worth.
$50.
It's just an investment
in your
future.
I could buy something much different with $50. But no, I probably won't get in it. I did once. I felt pressured from Tom, which is when he said, like, you don't want to be the only loser that's coming to work when everyone else is a millionaire.
Yeah, so. I know. You're supposed to be off on Friday, but they may have to call you in for emergency work.
Yeah, right.
You're the only one not making millions.
Yeah. So most school age kids are on vacation now for the next few weeks for the upcoming holidays. And while it's all fun and games for the kids, it can be really difficult for working parents. So it has raised a question. Is it legal for parents to leave their children home alone while they head off to the office? Well, state law doesn't exactly address the issue. So in Michigan, there is no minimum age at which children may be left home alone without supervision. There is a law that does regulate how young a child can be to remain in a vehicle alone, but not at home. So only Illinois and Maryland currently have laws regarding a minimum age to leave kids home. So it's kind of interesting. So in Michigan, the Michigan Mandated Reporters Resource Guide says a general rule is that a child 10 years old and younger is not responsible enough to be left home alone. And then a child over the age of 10 and under the age of 12 will be evaluated, but the case may not always be assigned for a CPS investigation. So basically, they say it's basically 10 or up-ish, but also you need to know the kid. You need to know the situation. How long are they going to be home alone? Where are you headed? Are they, you know, mature enough to handle it? Do they have the skills to take care of themselves and make sure that they and the home are safe?
Is there a neighbor aware? Can they check in every couple of hours?
I can't remember the first time I was left home alone because my mom was able to be home with me during those school-age years. Yeah. I mean, in high school, obviously, I was... And maybe middle school. I'm trying to remember, like, when I'd get off the bus and my mom was back at work when I was, like, at home. There was that brief period of time between, like, you know, 3:30 and 5:15 when she'd get home from work when I'd be alone.
That's when all the parties happened.
Oh, yeah. Crazy parties.
Yeah, you can come over now, but you got to be gone by 5.
Sure. Well, it's official. The Kansas City Chiefs are leaving their longtime home in Missouri to play in Kansas starting in 2031. So it was announced on Monday that they'll be leaving Arrowhead Stadium, which has been their home since 1972. The move comes after lawmakers in Kansas unanimously agreed to fund what is projected to be a $3 billion dome stadium, offering to cover up to 70% of the cost of the stadium and the accompanying district.
Corporate welfare.
It is. It's Arrowhead is one of the great environments, not just in the NFL, but in all of sports. And I think this is not going to go over well with the fan base.
No way. It's awful. Did you the Bears, they were thinking about
moving to Indiana. So what city do you think they would pick if they moved to Indiana?
Oh, we did this. Me and Doug did this.
Oh, you did?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
We had all these weird cities in Northwest Indiana. Which,
Michigan City?
Yeah, that was one. Somebody suggested, of course, Gary.
And
I sang from The Music Man.
Yes. Did you?
Yeah.
I'm seeing it in my head right now.
Yes.
A woman on social media is bringing in $200,000 a year by documenting what it's like to be a doll mom.
What?
A doll mom. I've seen this woman on social media because I've seen this story all over. She's going viral for showing off her daily routine, what it's like to wake up her dolls, feed her dolls, play with the dolls, take care of the dolls like they are her own children. So she says she has 20 of these reborn dolls, which are very expensive.
Oh, they're reborn.
That's what they're called. Have you heard of those before?
No. Are they just... reclaimed,
I think that's
like,
more like the brand name of them, not that they're actually reborn. It's just the very realistic. They're like hand created and painted, and they can be like up to like $10,000.
Oh boy,
for certain ones, they're very expensive. Anyway, she started collecting them in 2020. She got 20 of them, and while most people online are calling her lifestyle sad, scary, and creepy AF, she's laughing all the way to the bank because she said she has made $200,000 this past year through her posts.
I can't think anything off the top of my head, but it is amazing how people have been able to monetize weird stuff online.
And it's basically just, you know, she has grown children. I believe she's married, has grown children. But, you know, she does. She goes and buys them clothes. She does say she donates the clothes and she gets like old expired formula. Like she's mixing formula in a bottle to feed these babies, she says it's all expired. She's not like going and getting formula that an actual baby would
could use.
She's not like pumping or any of that stuff.
Oh, heck no. Okay. She's not she's not producing her own milk.
You know, you laugh, but there are a lot of weird people out there that would do something like that.
It's, you know.
I think being a doll mom of 20, like, and her husband, like, coming home to that every day.
But she says she's making more than she and her husband had been making combined. So I'm sure he is
love
like,
the
you
checks.
Know what,
sure.
Take care of those babies.
Oh, man. All right. Thank you very much, Heather. 248-539-9797. The guy who's going to coach Michigan's next game spoke yesterday. Anything weird in what he had to say? 97.1.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here for Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hey, what's
8539-9797. We have some texts on the Dan Campbell discussion that we had with him. Not so much what he said, but he says, I don't think this coaching staff has had a good year. However, I think that has helped to expose the hole in this roster. It's like everyone across the board has gotten a wake-up call in that building. You can hope that. Maybe sometimes, I mean, you never want to say it, but a season like this can be a blessing in disguise.
Yeah, it's going to have to recenter you.
Yeah.
I'm never going to call a season without the playoffs a blessing in disguise.
No, I understand that.
But if you look back in 2 or 3 years and it does enact change, mm-hmm. and the way that either Brad Holmes, Dan Campbell, the coaching staff, even the players are going to operate this offseason moving forward, because I don't believe that the whole, you know, window open, window closed thing, I don't think it's closed.
Right.
It's just going to take longer.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's not going to happen this year.
Correct. And somebody also says, as the clock ticks, so does my confidence in the Lions, Dan Campbell, and Brad Holmes. Well, that's, you know, somewhat understandable. It's what happens when you have a disappointing season.
Yeah, an underperformance.
Yes. And look, this is next year will be year 6. And they don't make the playoffs next year or show considerable improvement, which would be making the playoffs if they don't this year, which they probably will not. Then you have to look at see whose seats are getting warm if they're not headed in the right direction.
Correct. Yeah. I mean, if you take a step back this year and then you take a further step back, then you need to take a hard look at why and who's to blame.
And you can argue that even though they were 15-2 last year, they took a step back playoff-wise year before.
Yeah.
So it would be 3 straight years of
going backwards.
Yeah, so yeah. Congratulations to Jeffrey of Waterford. he heard Ken Cal's very timely score, and he wins tickets to see the Wings take on the Maple Leafs on Sunday, December the 28th.
Mm-hmm.
All right, on December the 31st,
yes,
which is a Wednesday, right?
Yes, correct? Week from tomorrow.
Week from tomorrow, the Michigan Wolverines will be taking on the Longhorns of Texas in the always traditional Cheez-It Bowl. It's the Citrus Bowl.
Yes.
They've been there many a time.
You like Cheez-Its?
It's okay. It's not one of my favorite.
Yeah, me either.
I don't like them. They remind me, though, however, of my grandma. So they're, which is a great thing.
Yeah.
But they just remind me of an old person food.
Oh.
This is a hot topic. Cheez-Its or Goldfish?
Oh, Goldfish all the way.
Especially, really? You know what we had in our house until I ate too many of them and they got taken away mysteriously? The chocolate Goldfish that they have for the holiday season, chocolate peppermint Goldfish.
I don't know.
Are they just Goldfish covered in chocolate? Or
pretty much, yeah.
Wow, yeah. With little peppermint flecks on them?
No, but it's got like a little peppermint taste. They're more chocolatey, but yeah.
I don't know that I would like those. I'm not a big fan of Goldfish, even though they're around the house because, you know, I've had five kids.
Children. Yeah.
Goldfish or Cheez-Its. No, I'm not my choice.
No, I'm not a big Cheez-It guy. Or Cheetos. I'm more Fritos.
Cheetos are great.
Fritos
are good.
I even like them more than Doritos. Anyway, I digress.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Michigan's sorry. Got didn't a mean to get you off topic.
Yeah. Well, it's because the ball, if it was just like the old days, it wouldn't be sponsored. So Michigan's playing in that bowl game, and Biff Poggi will be the will be the head coach for the game.
Mm-hmm.
He was lobbying for the job yesterday, actually. He spoke at a press gathering here in Ann Arbor, talking about different things. Obviously, they couldn't talk about the Sharon Moore investigation. But Poggi did have something interesting to say about what's been going on in Schembechler Hall. And look, I give him credit for saying that. However, I do have one question. Coming if I'm wrong, John, in at least two of those years, Biff Poggi was part of that malfunctioning organization. So why would they hire him if he's part of it that he wants to get rid of, basically?
So his resume is in 2016, he was an analyst.
Correct.
Then took a hiatus to be the coach at St. Francis Academy there in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
And then in 21 and 22, he was back as associate head coach before he took the head coaching position at Charlotte.
Right. So in those 2 years, those 21 and 22, that does fit in his five-year window.
Right. And he was the associate head coach this year as
correct.
Well for the
yes.
entire season.
Yeah. And he took over when Sharon was suspended.
Suspended, yes.
Correct. Look, I'm not saying that should be a reason that he shouldn't get the job. To me, I don't know. Does he have enough experience to be the head coach of this football team? Even if they have a great bowl game. I've seen too many times where guys do a really good interim job. The players love them and all that stuff. They hire the guy and Bobby Williams. Okay, there's an example. I mean...
Another example, Lloyd Carr.
Yeah,
He was an interim right. after Mo and then went on 2 years later to win a national championship.
Correct. So, yeah, it does work both ways. 248-539-9797. Is it hypocritical of Biff Poggi to talk about the problems that's gone on, but he was here, so he's not absolved of any of that stuff, is he?
No, there's no absolving. The question, the follow-up, or maybe, you know, at a later time, it is, did you recognize these things and how much were you possibly handcuffed by the head coach? Because the head coach is the one that runs the program.
Correct.
And so early on in those 5 years, it was Jim Harbaugh,
mm-hmm.
and then it was Sharon Moore. Did he raise some of those issues with both of those guys? Was he listened to? Was he ignored? Did he ignore what was going on? Those are all questions that I think are fair to ask.
Right. And look, I know he was not successful at Charlotte. That's a very difficult place to win. He was in an awful situation there. But still, his resume is not great to be the head coach at the University of Michigan. 248-539-9797. Love to hear from Michigan fans. Where you feel on Biff Poggi taking over as the head coach of Michigan, if that indeed is their answer. Ward Manuel also did say they're going to have a permanent head coach by the bowl game.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll see how that goes. And there was a report from Michigan insider Sam Webb that they have now have direct contact with Jeff Brohm. So that name who has been mentioned a little bit. He might be the leader in the clubhouse. We don't know.
I believe they play today, Louisville, their bowl game. I think it's the, is it the Boca Raton Bowl?
Oh, Boca Raton.
Against the Rockets of Toledo.
Ooh, I should send my family there. Recruit them or don't recruit them, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's right. You dropped them off last night.
Mm-hmm.
And they're on the jet plane.
Yes.
Or were.
Yes. I'm sure the Boca Raton Bowl is not on their itinerary for this evening.
Yes, it is the Boca Raton Bowl.
Oh, what time is that kickoff?
What is the itinerary for this evening? Isn't the they're down there for Bachelor Week?
I'm here for Bachelor Week.
I thought when you said that the Bachelor program was starting off. I'm like, wow, they're going all the way to Florida to celebrate.
No.
The week. No. Got to be able to watch every episode. No. No, that's not the case.
No.
I misunderstood.
Bachelor Week with me. And boy, let me tell you, what did I come through with some party stuff yesterday. Oh, boy.
Oh, really?
Oh.
A little humdinger.
Well, if you consider just watching the women and Landman a humdinger, then maybe that's about it. that's about as humming as my dinger goes.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
97-1. 39-97-97. Talking Michigan coaching search and what Biff Poggi had to say yesterday. I'm glad he's coaching them in this game because I think he's perfect for this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not sure that he is the guy to lead the program. And not being an ageist, because he's just basically the same age as I am.
Yeah.
Unless you want, if you're going to go for the older guy, you go for Winningham, right?
Yeah, you would think so, depending on what he has to say. I mean, I know he stepped down from Utah. He said he was entering the transfer portal. He wasn't done coaching. And as long as as both parties feel it's a fit,
mm-hmm.
somebody you definitely have to explore.
Right. And the problem is, I think they're having, John, is because right now there's an interim president.
Yeah.
Ward Manuel's days at Michigan are tenuous, to be polite. So if you're a head coach, do you want to go to a place where you're not sure who your bosses are going to be? I mean, that's all. Everybody always talks about, how everything always has to line up. And there's always bickering between the regents and all that. It's a whole, Michigan State went through this for a while, and now they seem to really be on the same wavelength there.
Well, I think it really comes down to how confident are that you think you could go in and win right away. And if you're confident that you can go in and win, then even if they have a change in leadership, they're not going to fire a coach that is winning.
Right.
So if you're that confident, then some of those concerns, go by the wayside.
But it's the administrative stuff. You got to make sure the president, the AD, the NIL, all that kind of stuff is all lined up with your beliefs too, and who you're going to bring in,
and that the resources will be there.
Yes. Yeah. Well, obviously, the resources will be there in Michigan. You would think.
Correct.
Yes. Here's some text. There shouldn't be any coach until Ward Manuel is gone. I understand that feeling, but I think there's nobody there that they trust enough to hire the coach right now. And his last major hires, non-football, have been good.
Yeah, obviously Dusty May.
Yep. And the hockey coach has been good.
The hockey coach has been good.
Right.
Yep.
Not the guy for Michigan. Too much of a joker. Not serious enough. Well, sometimes what you see in public is not what you what happens behind the scenes either. That we have to understand that.
Yeah, there's a way that, his personality with the media doesn't necessarily mean that's his personality or his demeanor with the team.
Right, because, I mean, Jim Harbaugh, you just thought was kind of a, you know, this dry guy. And behind the scenes, oh, man, what a great guy. What a party animal. He was just so much. Yeah, right.
Party animal.
I was being kidding.
Yeah, yeah.
Biff is fun, but he's not the face of a major program. Tom in Flat Rock. And look, he also, I mean, of course, it's one of these, it's just me. He will also, there'll be people who will sit there when they think of him, will just think of Biff from Back to the Future.
Yes, because he shares the same name as a fictional character.
Yes, exactly.
Sure, yes, exactly, yes, you know. Yes. Yeah, I know. Yeah. Well, when I think of one Michael Stone, I don't necessarily think of Michael Jordan.
No, but Michael Jordan's not fictional.
No, but you guys do share the same name.
I understand.
If you're going with that theory.
See, I thought you were going to go for, there was an old show called The Streets of San Francisco with Carl Malden. Played Lieutenant Detective Mike Stone.
Oh, okay. Was that show created after I was born?
When were you born?
76.
Probably. Well, that's right around that time.
Right around that time, yeah. So that's probably why I didn't come up with that reference.
I know. I remember the promos for that show during the Summer Olympics of that year. Yeah.
Yeah. So it probably was Michael, 76. Wasn't Michael in one of the characters in one of the, no, that was Freddy. Was Michael one of the... Who was Freddy Krueger's...
Michael Myers.
Yeah, Michael Myers. There, yeah. I could have gone with that fictional character.
That's true. Dan, help me. You know, 97 won the ticket.
Oh, help us.
Hey, Stoney and John. Hey, John, who would you like to see for the coach? The Utah coach? That Jeff Rung from... They used Coach Purdue, or how about the Vanderbilt coach? Like, who would be a really good coach, a good leader, and a good recruiter out of those three?
Well, I mean, you're talking about three guys that I have only met. You know, well, Whittingham, I've talked to a couple of times when we played out there in Utah in Jim's first season.
That's right, they beat us.
Yeah,
they beat Michigan.
Yes, and so I. If I have been in on some of those conversations, I could give you a qualified answer. But in terms of reputation, I think all of those guys have stellar reputations. And that's what's required in this position right now. There can't be anything that you've done earlier in your coaching career where, I don't know if there was an inappropriate relationship, maybe a DUI. Like, it's going to have to be somebody that's squeaky clean, because it's going to have to be a very transparent program moving forward.
Okay.
Who do you want, Dan? Dan, who do you want?
Just somebody we can trust. You know, I'm an old Bo Schembechler fan and Lloyd Carr. A couple weeks ago, I heard John talking about Lloyd Carr, kind of like a coach like that. Okay. That's kind of who I want.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I think Willingham fits that, right?
From what we know, yeah.
Yeah. Dave, you're on 97.1.
Hey, good morning, fellas. How are you?
Good morning, thank Dave. You.
Good. So a couple interesting things. You know, I think, and I don't know, I'd like your opinion, but based on the circumstances, Sharon Moore never gets a job like Michigan in the top 10, you know, unless it happened the way it did in that poor choice. And I also think that maybe Ward Manuel thought Michigan might be getting some NCAA discipline. But he doesn't go out and leave there and get a job, the quality of Michigan's as your first spot.
No.
You know, and even Biff Poggi leaves and goes to Charlotte and had no success at Charlotte. You know, so when you're talking about those two guys, that's, you know, it's just unique in that situation because neither one had a Michigan resume or have a Michigan resume going in. And the second thing that I've always thought was strange, Mike Hart had a better Michigan resume. Mike Hart went off the radar. He's got a story to tell. And sometime that story is going to come out, probably.
Well,
eventually Sharon Moore's got a story to tell because he's going to need some money down the way, and he'll be talking, I bet.
Yeah, I think Mike Hart probably wouldn't pass the vetting right now.
Yeah, I don't know.
That's all I'll say about that.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.